We are Quixie 98.3, Brian and Trisha. I found, so on social media, I follow this Facebook page that is old photos of Hardin County.
Oh, yeah, I'm on that one, too.
Okay, so
fascinating stuff on there.
It really is. If you are not on this page, then you are missing out because you can see things from many, many years ago, what Hardin County
looked
like.
I learned stuff.
I do, too. Yeah. So we have just learned something. Okay, so there's this law.
First of all, when you brought this up to me, I thought it was about prohibition.
Oh, yeah, no.
Like you are not allowed to have alcohol.
So this is a
That's
clip.
That's not it at all.
From a newspaper from 1912. And
which
it
was
says,
99 years ago.
So 99? 2000? We're in 2021.
Oh, no. No, it was not. I keep thinking it's 2011.
Where are you? Okay, so do that quick math again. So this is 1912. No public drinking cup. This is the headline. And I'm going to read this. The law against the use of common drinking cup in hotels, stores, on trains, and in other publicly frequented places became effective last week. The object of the law is to protect the public against the spread of disease. High authorities on hygiene stating that the common drinking cup is one of the most fruitful sources of the spread of contagious and infectious maladies. Those who operate a store or public place of any kind are required to have a copy of the law posted by the water bucket or cooler, and the enforcement of the act means that everyone must provide himself with an individual cup. Those wishing to procure large placards setting forth the law as required can get them at the mirror office, or they will be mailed at 10 cents each.
So extremely long story short, cutting through the legalese, basically 109 years ago, sorry for my original math, 109 years ago in Hardin County, somebody finally went, you know, we shouldn't all be drinking out of the same cup at the local filling station.
Yeah.
Or at a hotel.
Or in the railroads, at the railroads, or anywhere.
Literally, like, there's a bucket, it's got water in it, let's get one of those ladles and just all drink out of it, and then hang the ladle back on a nail.
So there was it was against the law, so you could not just have one drinking cup. Now, the fine was a sum not less than $1 and not more than $10. And then each day of the violation would be that fine over again. So how cool. I mean, it's part of history. So back in 1912 is when they established the law that you have to have individual cups. You can't share the same cup.
So that's really scary that we were that late in the game before we finally figured out that it was not okay. You know, I don't know.
Well, times were different back then. You know, I mean, you couldn't just go down to the Dollar General and go buy a pack of, single-use cups. So,
okay, yeah. According to, let me look at this right. Okay, a $1 fine in 1912 would be like being fined $285.14 now.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my. What about $10? So it was not.
No, wait a minute. Let me look.
Not less than $1.
Hang on. I got that decimal wrong. It would be like being fined $28.52.
Okay. What about $10? Can you figure that out?
It'd be like $285.14.
Okay. Well, I guess, yeah. I mean, if you do the quick math.
Yeah. So basically,
quick math today is not good.
Somewhere around $30 to $300 would be your fine for doing that today. My question is this still on the books?
Yeah. I mean, I guess we could go research it and find out, but maybe somebody knows. Maybe somebody can
what
do some quick research.
What we should do, we should just take, let's see if somebody will bust us. Let's see if we can get arrested for this.
Are you kidding me?
Let's see
I
if
am
we
not
can
supporting
get some,
that shenanigan.
Let's see if we can get somebody fined for this.
What? How about we just go call.
Why don't we go down and hang out at like Bourbon Barrel Tavern with Stacy, and we'll all three just keep drinking out of the same cup and see if
you're crazy. No, I'm just going to call. I'm going to call Scotty Sharp, or I'm going to call Chris Denham, and I'm going to say, hey, you know that law? And they're going to be like, what?
Why wouldn't I think the city attorney would probably know.
Well, let's go there then. Let's
call
just go
city
hang
council.
Out.
You know, talk.
Let's
to
call
them.
Jeff Gregory. Get him on the line. Let's see.
And he used to be a police officer.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He
okay.
Was a trooper,
I think
so.
Right now this really does bear some investigation.
Yeah.
Because the things are put on the books as a law. They never get removed unless there is a reason to repeal them.
True.
So I'm pretty sure this must still be on. It's not like somebody went, okay, everybody has their own cup now. Let's just take that off the books.
But what would the fine be? I mean, would it still, if it's still on the books, the fine would still be the no less than $1 and no more than $10.
Yeah, unless they changed it. So,
all right, so we need some
digging. Let's just say for the record, we're also very happy that at some point somebody went, that's nasty, y'all stop all drinking out of the same cup.
And I like the way it's worded that the common drinking cup is one of the most fruitful sources of the spread of contagious and infectious maladies.
But I guarantee you when this was all going on, there were people that were like, there's no way you can get germs out of sharing a cup with somebody. Well, my whole family, there's nine of us, we all drink out of one cup.
Quick C98.3. We are Quick C98.3, Brian and Tricia. So we were talking earlier about this law from 1912 where it was made a law that you could not drink out of a public drinking cup.
Like a common cup that everyone could just use, the one cup.
Yeah, so this was in Kentucky back in 1912. It was fineable if a place of business did not have more cups for, you know, one
person. Or you didn't bring your own.
Yeah, you could not just all drink out of the same cup because they discovered that it was the most fruitful source of the spread of contagious and infectious maladies. So we asked Teresa Logsdon, and she is an assistant Commonwealth attorney.
So she knows the law.
Yes, she does. And so we said, hey, is this still on the books? Because we're curious and not sure. And
I was interested in violating the law to see what would happen.
Yeah, I wasn't interested in violating the law. But it was repealed back in 1975.
So that was part of what's now known as the Kentucky Revised Statutes.
Yes.
That's when we did away with bail bondsmen. That's when a lot of the way the court system is structured, they went through, I guess, pretty much every law in the state and went, do we need this? No, let's get rid of that.
Okay, so
Now you and I and anybody that we want could come to a place together and all drink out of one cup.
So common sense, maybe we should, you know, put that on the books. I mean, what's, you know, common sense should get it.
Well, I mean, come on.
It's not real common, though.
No, it's not. Common sense is not common at all.
Not at all. So don't go drinking out of the same cup, especially now. Hey, wait, we're in a pandemic. Don't do it now.
Oh.
Or ever.
Germs aren't real.
Come on.
I wouldn't drink after anybody in my own house, much less just, at what point did we still think that was a good idea to do that? I guess it was 1912.
It was 1912.
Oh.